as you sit beside the phone. What were the things you wanted for yourself? Teenage ambitions you'll remember.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I know it's not mine, but I see if I can use it for Sugar Ray every morning on Trail Mix. Good morning. Gray here with you. I'm here every morning on Trail Mix 103.1, and we chat football every 8 o'clock hour. Duran Duran is up next with The Police and Rihanna. Here's A View to Kill on Trail Mix 103.1.
Meeting you with a view to a kill. Face to face in secret places, feel the chill. Nightfall covers me, but you know the plans I'm making stay overseas.
Trail Mix 103.1.
That's Rihanna. Following the Police, this was Only Girl in the World, and the Police brought you Every Breath You Take. Matter of fact, we brought you the Police here on Trail Mix. Last week, during my NFC North preview, I mentioned that Bears head coach Ben Johnson dropped one of the coldest quotes ever when he called his team out for not practicing like champions. Well, the Bears got the win last week, and they look good doing it, so I will lay off Chicago this football hour. Instead, today, we've got a cold quote from Mike Tomlin, Steelers head coach. By the way, cold cuts, coach cuts, cold quotes, I'll work on it. The Steelers play the Vikings this week, so Tomlin has been talking about backup quarterbacks playing well. In this case, of course, Carson Wentz. Curiously, though, Tomlin likened the Vikings to the Colts from last season. The Colts look great so far this year, but last year's Colts did not. They were still trying to develop Anthony Richardson Sr., a super athletic but terrible quarterback, and their backup was Joe Flacco, now with the Browns. Mike Tomlin clearly believed that Flacco was the bigger threat, even though he was the backup. And we know this because Tomlin told his defense not to hurt Richardson. They wanted to keep him in the game instead of letting Flacco in. I don't think there's anything more insulting you could say about a football player's ability than don't try to stop him. It's basically when you get the basketball playing 3-on-3 and they just say, let him shoot. It hurts, trust me. I think it was Napoleon Bonaparte who said, never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. And clearly, Tomlin knows this. He gets the cold quote of the week, too. Later this hour, that NFC North preview for this week. Vikings, Steelers, Browns, Lions, Bears, Raiders, Packers, Cowboys. Later this hour, outdoor news and weather up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. The top water bite for largemouth bass is incredible right now. These fish are hitting lures, and it is so much fun. But there are a couple things you can do to up your odds. I'll tell you what they are, but first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The topwater bite for largemouth bass is really good right now. You need to be on the water chasing those big fish that have moved out of the deeper water. They've been lurking in those depths all summer long, and they're moving shallower right now into the shallow cover. And they want to put on some weight for winter, so they're biting very well. And the topwater is one of the greatest ways to catch these largemouth bass. But this time of year, you got to make a little noise. The best baits that you can pull out of your box right now are going to be those clacking baits, those blade baits that rumble on the surface. Those are great topwater baits right now to throw over that vegetation that's pretty much still riding the surface. And those baits will definitely bring those bass up to hit. So whenever you pull that bait over a pocket, that's when you want to be ready for that strike. So if you get those baits out and they're not producing, that's when you switch over to the chuggers. Those topwater baits are where you want to be right now. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
Through the fire. start young. Heartache to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
Your ears. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying mad. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you followed me whole. You're so much braver than I gave you credit for. That's not living.
in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You are the bearer of unconditional things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You've already won me over in spite.
Alanis Morissette, Head Over Feet. You're listening to Trail Mix. Pat Benatar and Peter Gabriel have been here too. Def Leppard, The Bangles, and Tayo Cruz are coming up next before more football. Have some Rock of Ages.
We'll be right back.
Saving money is easy with the Trail Mix 103.1 Shopping Show. Go to trailmix.fm and start saving today at local restaurants and retail stores. It's easy. Trailmix.fm.
Came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor, cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the folk came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on. I wanna celebrate and live my life, saying, hey.
don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Precious time when time is new. All through the night today, knowing that we feel the same without saying. We have of no past, we won't reach back. Keep with me forward all through the night. And once we start, the need to cleanse, and it goes running all through the night. Until it ends, there is no end. All through the night, Stray Cat is crying, so Stray Cat sings back.
Cyndi Lauper, All Through the Night on Trail Mix 103.1. Looking now at our NFC North preview, hitting the gas again just like last week. Starting with the Vikings and Steelers, an early game. The Vikings go into Dublin as the away team against the Steelers. Kickoff, 8:30 a.m. Central. The 2-1 Vikings coast into this game off a great showing last week over the Bengals. But the Steelers have their starters where the Bengals did not. And that means Aaron Rodgers. If the Steelers' O-line holds up against that scary Vikings defensive front, Aaron Rodgers versus Brian Flores could be the real title fight on this card. The Vikings defensive coordinator is creative and Rodgers is smart. Aaron's face will tell you as much as the scoreboard in this matchup. Is he smiling? Is he angry? The other Rodgers on the field plays for Minnesota. Isaiah Rodgers had a historically good game last week and he only played a half. What will we do with Isaiah this week? Over to the Browns at Lions. Parity. The word is parity. The Packers beat the Lions, and the Browns beat the Packers. That means that the Browns should beat the Lions, right? End of thought. Except the Lions have a blueprint to follow in the form of tape from last week's game. Dan Campbell is the kind of guy to use that to the max. A good coach, in other words. The Browns have solid coaching too, but last week showed they needed a major mistake to gain the advantage. The Lions have proven they can pull advantages out of thin air, so I like the blue in this one. I fully expected a Browns loss last week too, though, so let's say this one rides on the Lions' offensive line. Over to Bears at Raiders. Vegas hopes to answer a question that burns hotter each week. What do they have in first-round rookie running back Ashton Giante? Flashes of Marshawn Lynch with flashes of major issues, but the Raiders are hoping that he finds himself this week when the Bears come to town. The Raiders have plenty to worry about on the other side of the ball too, though. The Bears are poised to bring a little confidence to Vegas after their first win of the season last week, and the Raiders are bottom 10 in defense so far this season. The bright spots for the Vegas defense, red zone and third down. Will Caleb keep his cool in those critical situations? What about with Max Crosby trying to hurt him? Finally, Packers at Cowboys for the hometown crowd. Flip 5 coins here, or consult tarot cards. Pull out a Ouija board, maybe try a horoscope, or read some tea leaves. Just don't ask me to pretend I know what's coming here. I expect a Green Bay win, even with the woes of last week's Packers, but I expected a win last week too, and so did every single expert. Seriously, I could find about 2 of 30 people who expected the Browns to win last week, and they were the only ones who were right. Which I'm sure made up for being laughed out of the room by their colleagues when they made that pick in the first place. But look at it my way. The Cowboys' defense has been abysmal this season. Unless the Packers' offensive line can somehow be even worse than that terrible Cowboys' defense, the Packers should be able to go in and get a win. The catch? The Cowboys' defensive coordinator. Yes, he leads a terrible unit, but he was, until last season, the Bears' head coach. He saw Matt LaFleur twice a season for a good while. So let me reiterate something that I said this time last week. If the wrong people have good ideas on Sunday, the Packers could be humbled. Again. That's it for football, though, on Trail Mix this morning. Keywords coming up after 9, and weather is up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop and race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Feast on hearty turkey legs and cheer on live combat jousts. There's something for everyone in our magical village. Bring your family, bring your friends, and create memories that will last through the ages. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival, weekends August 16th through September 28th. Don't miss the adventure. Get your tickets at renaissancefest.com.
September is Hunger Action Month, and Trail Mix 103.1 encourages you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items today at Wheelway in Fifield, the Trail Mix Studios in Park Falls, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Odeer Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with Trail Mix 103.1.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
D&D Tire and Auto brings you the Go for the Gold Text to Win contest on Trail Mix 103.1 Park Falls. More than oil changes, tires, tune-ups, diagnostics, towing, your Cooper and Goodyear dealer with free lifetime rotations and community pride.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 45.
Did you hear that? Near 80. Let's play A Flock of Seagulls to help us finish up the hour, and we'll pack in as much music as we can. But the top of the hour is coming quick, and that means the keyword, the 9 o'clock hour keyword. Here's I Ran on Trail Mix.